There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Tonight, Kate Delaney. Crazy weekend, unfortunately, that included, and we'll jump to that this hour, the politics shaking out in the direction of one Donald Trump. What do people like Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, Ben Carson, and others have to do to reignite their campaigns? Florida police, in the meantime, are searching, in a sense, for, well, really the Coast Guard, searching for these boys missing off the Florida coastline. Even Joe Namath joined this search, trying to lend his name for these two 14-year-olds, South Florida kids, who disappeared. They were out boating in the Atlantic Ocean. Here's what the Coast Guard had to say about the latest in trying to find them.
Approximately 8:30 this morning, one of our boat crews from our station in Cape Canaveral found an overturned boat off the coast of Ponce Inlet, Florida, approximately 67 miles east of Ponce Inlet. After some careful investigation, we found that it is the boat that correlates to a search and rescue case that's currently ongoing with the Coast Guard concerning two 14-year-old boys. So currently, the Coast Guard is focusing its search off of Daytona Beach. Right now, we have a fixed-wing aircraft from our air station in Clearwater, an MH-60 helicopter from our air station in Miami, and a small boat from our station in Cape Canaveral. And we currently plan to search throughout the night using different assets, different Coast Guard cutters, and different airframes. Any questions?
How many vessels altogether are out there?
For the Coast Guard, we have three search assets that are on scene right now. And like I said, we plan to rotate those throughout the night to give our crews rest, refuel.
And searching by air too?
Yes, sir. We have a helicopter, a fixed-wing airframe, and then we also have a small boat from our station in Cape Canaveral.
Navy involved too?
I don't know, sir.
So a helicopter, an airplane, and a boat?
Yes, ma'am.
What was found on board the boat? There were any life jackets?
There was no debris around the capsized vessel. And as of right now, from what I understand, the boat hasn't been righted or hasn't been flipped over. And we're just currently searching using that as a position to search from.
Was there weather, high seas that could have contributed to the capsize?
I don't know, sir.
How difficult is it when you move from searching for a boat versus searching for men in the water?
Well, it can be very tricky, especially searching from the air. It's a needle in a haystack out there, and that's one of the reasons that life jackets are orange, so it gives us better visibility in cases like this.
Do you believe they might have life jackets with them?
I couldn't speculate one way or another, sir. But to answer your question about the water and the weather and everything, water can be a very tumultuous and very, you know, spontaneous place for weather events, and it's very unpredictable. So that's one of the reasons we try to tell people to have as much safety equipment on board as possible. Try to educate the public as best we can, because anything can happen out there.
And what was the condition of the boat? Tell us about the damage to the boat.
There didn't appear to be any visible damage to the boat that our crews have seen as of yet. But that's unfortunately that's what it is right now.
Can you tell us more about it? Any parts of the boat missing?
Nope, there didn't appear to be anything missing. The boat appeared to be just simply reversed, capsized.
All right, so we let that play so you could hear a little bit more about the story, and the story is sad. You have Austin and Stephanus and Perry Cohen, who didn't return as they were supposed to Friday from a fishing trip. They bought fuel. That's the last time anyone saw them. They were in Jupiter. They were in a 19-foot boat, single engine. This is what they found. So they found the boat capsized. And you heard him say they have sea and air crews searching all over. They've covered 14,000 nautical miles. They covered another 11,000 on Sunday. Really, really sad. Joe Namath got involved because he knows the kids. They were neighbors. He's a neighbor of one of the boys, Perry Cohen. And he's offering a $100,000 reward. But sadly, this is in the water. And this is not looking good unless somehow they climb to safety or there's something that they're not aware of, hopefully, at this point. But it's really, really sad. I mean, they find the boat. It's 67 miles off of the Ponce de Leon Inlet. So not great news there. You heard him talk about, well, safety equipment and all that sort of stuff. And I speculate a little bit about this. In the last hour, I talked about spending time on boats when I was 14 and we were kids and we'd take the boats out from neighbors who had boats and we'd take the boat out from a bay area and then go out into the middle of the ocean and we were fishing or doing whatever we were doing, hanging around, water skiing when we were in the inlet. But I mean, we had life jackets. We weren't wearing the life jackets. And, you know, this sadly could be something about a rough sea. I mean, who knows? Maybe there is some miracle. Maybe this somehow they're going to be found, which would be tremendous when you think of how young they are. And this is the whole thing about dealing with what you deal with in a state where you're talking about boating and swimming and all that sort of stuff where it's second nature or it seems like second nature at a very young, well, what we would think is a very young age. And the parents are frantic. Of course, they're frantic to try to hear any kind of news, try to find out whatever they can find out. Coming up on America Tonight, we're going to talk about the presidential race, who's shaken, who's making noise. There's no doubt that Donald Trump's talk is dominating the campaign. He has no desire to cover up anything because he can just say it. So it's different, I believe, to have him in the middle of the pack for the Republicans where he is killing everybody else in some senses. And you wonder what it would be like to be a fly on the wall and listen to what Jeb Bush has to say about that, because as the former governor and with the legacy he has with the Bush name, it has to be somewhat embarrassing for him to have a guy like Donald Trump, who has plenty of business acumen, but hasn't been around the block when it comes to politics, and he's beating him in the polls. He's beating him in the polls. It has to get under, I would imagine, has to get under his skin, not thinking that he was going to be there and be in the way. So the question becomes, how does somebody reignite their campaign? How does Rand Paul get people fired up again the way they were when he first jumped in? Because he was the first. And what about Ted Cruz? And is he having trouble reigniting, getting people engaged? Or not? In the big states, in the states that matter, in the swing states, including his own home state. That's coming up. Hail to the Chief. Who's going to hear that familiar song? What say you, America? 855-266-5283. 855-266-KATE.
See you in a few. Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Farmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Block It Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hoping to hear this song instead, and I think we have it. Dun, 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 dun. There we go. All right, so check this out. Let me give you this. So the Republican presidential candidate, which one of the 15, Mike Huckabee, is sticking with the controversial criticism of the Iran nuclear deal. You know what he called it? Marching the Israelis to the door of the oven, which, of course, is a big, obvious reference to the Holocaust, which Iran denies even existed. The Arkansas governor made that tweet on Sunday, a day after making the comparison when denouncing Obama for his piece of it, his role, if you will, in this agreement reached by the U.S. and other world powers. And he was responding to that Democratic National Committee chairwoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz said Huckabee's statement was grossly irresponsible and called on him to apologize. But a spokesperson for Huckabee said, he's not going to do it. He says the Iran deal's a bad deal, bad for America, bad for Israel. And that this president's foreign policy is the most feckless, there's your $1,000 word, feckless in American history. And that's it. He's saying he's so naive he would trust the Iranians and he would take the Israelis and basically march them to the door of the oven. Wow. Wow. Holy cow. Huckabee said, I read the entire thing. We gave away the whole farm. It's got to be stopped. But it's interesting. He's struggling, as are so many of the other candidates, to get air. There are officially 16 presidential candidates in the Republican field. And, of course, New York businessman Donald Trump gets more attention than almost every single one of them. Since Trump decided to officially declare, it really has been all about Donald Trump, not because people are adoring him or at his feet, but there are people that are listening to what Donald Trump has to say because he doesn't have to have a filter and he doesn't care. And that makes that intriguing. That, yeah, you have this renegade who's there for whatever reason and he's able to say whatever comes to mind. Whether it sparks controversy or not. So that's the difference with Trump. It's not about the controversy. He's willing to stir up controversy. And that's why he's ahead in the polls again. He's ahead of Jeb Bush in any of the polls that were taken over the weekend. A handful of points, but enough that it makes a difference. So what about everybody else? And I said this, how do you revitalize a campaign when Barnum and Bailey is getting all the headlines and all the attention? And if you come out and talk about policies, people just snore through it. It has to be impactful. It has to have a clear, you have to have a clear message. I call it what's your wow. It's that 8 seconds you have to clearly, concisely, and confidently tell people why they should vote for you. Every time you're talking, why should they vote for you? And that's Donald Trump is a walking one-line kind of guy. He gets the 8-second rule, and that's what he does. But I don't think the other politicians get the 8-second rule because it's not really working for them. And who's the closest to Trump is Jeb Bush. But Donald Trump leading the polls is what's so stunning to me. Just absolutely stunning. And then you have Huckabee, who's marrying himself to other things like the Iran deal, which is, you know how the news moves. It cycles around and boom, it's old news. And now this trip to Kenya with the president. How much, does it do any damage to him? No, it continues the legacy of his family, but it goes to the whole foreign affairs thing. Where should the momentum be shifted to? And how come he wasn't more involved in some of the things that led to the Iran deal other than the fill-ins? Okay, here's what's happening. Here's the 18th time we're marching up to the Hill. Here's where we're gaining support. Here's what we need to do, blah, blah, blah. But not leading that charge. But is it the president's gig to lead the charge? Or are you supposed to pass it off to your minions to represent? And while all of these conversations about foreign affairs and how important it is now, especially with terrorism, for our leader-in-chief to be well-versed on what's happening outside of our borders, you have ISIS recruitment up, and the concern about more American kids who are disillusioned breaking ranks and hooking up with ISIS. And that would be frightening, that we can't even do anything to help kids who need help other than, oh gosh, they're probably on their computer being recruited by some group like ISIS, Al-Qaeda, Hamas, Hezbollah, name your poison, and we got them all. We got them all. And I promised the payout last hour, but I didn't get to it. The duh moment. How is it that you have Prince William, who has an app tracking device on his phone, supposedly? So why would you have a prince have everybody know exactly where he is? You would think they would come down on that. A British newspaper talked about, they said they uncovered a major royal security breach by using an app to track William's air rescue ambulance while it's in the air. It's an app that's like under $5 US. Keeps track of him. I'd say that's not a good thing to know. I don't think you want exact locations. But they can. This app allows them to, journalists who are following him, to pinpoint his, where he was planning to land his ambulance helicopter and figuring out where he's going. And it's interesting, he was asked to come up with a comment now that people are talking about it, and he says this is a security matter. The Metropolitan Police are not commenting either. It's a problem that we've dealt with. Don't worry about it. We're figuring it out as we go along. Get off our back. We're trying to do what we can. Not good enough. Why? Why tracking device? This is why Prince William is the duh moment of the weekend. You're telling people, after all these people who are guarding you, what you're going to do and when you're going to go off the grid. That, my friends, is a very big no-no. No, you don't want to be caught doing that. That would be disastrous, needless to say. Coming up before we skedaddle from this hour, four inducted into the Hall of Fame, including Pedro Martinez. And how about the big unit? Randy Johnson threw 100 miles an hour. And the list goes on. Four inducted all together. Four intriguing players, including John Smoltz. And while we get through this Hall of Fame, we have another one coming up. Hang with us, Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1905, MyTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars by a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Baseball Hall of Fame with their new class. How many minutes did it take for the speeches for each one of the players enshrined in the hall? Just for fun, we'll talk about it because obviously I'm a speaker. And how long does it take when you take the stage and you have a high honor like that? We'll get to it. Speaking of high honors, Hillary Clinton wants to receive the highest honor in the land. And you know what that is? It's to be the commander-in-chief, the leader of the free world, the president of the United States. Hillary Clinton did talk to reporters over the weekend. You know, she's not great about that whole reporter thing. She's in a bubble. But she said she never sent or received even classified information using her private email server when she served as Secretary of State. She said the facts are pretty clear. She spoke briefly about the growing controversy about the use of her server. This was after a big Democratic showdown, hoedown, whatever you want to call it, gathering at the Madison County Historical Complex in Iowa. She's pretty much taken up residency in Ohio. She said, here's the quote, "I'm confident that I never sent or received any information that was classified at the time it was sent and received. What I think you're seeing here is a very typical kind of discussion. To some extent, disagreement among various parts of the government over what should or should not be publicly released. She said she's turned over every single email. She said they can fight over it or argue over it. That's up to them. I can tell you what the facts are. And she said, I think there's so much confusion around this. I understand why reporters and the public are asking questions, but the facts are pretty clear. I didn't send, didn't get anything that was classified at the time. You know, it's interesting. The news conference happened the same day as the Clinton campaign announced that she's going to testify in October before the House committee investigating Benghazi. Said she's going to do it. She's going to testify before the House's special select committee after months of negotiations about the terms. They've been negotiating as to what is going to happen there. Pretty interesting. The RNC spokesperson, Michael Short, said Hillary Clinton can't help but continue to mislead the American people. He said the facts are clear. Independent government investigators found that Hillary Clinton possessed information that was classified at the time of her secret email server, and now the matter has been referred to the FBI. And that Hillary Clinton's reckless attempt to get around public record laws has jeopardized our national security. Interesting. Interesting to see what's going to happen when she testifies. What did somebody tell me over the weekend? Just remember, everything is about the money. You know, we say that so often on the show, not to be over the top caustic about it, but we say that as far as follow the money. Follow the money and it'll lead you on the right trail. Right? It's always the money is the answer to any question. Money is the answer to any question. So what is the deal with Hillary Clinton and Benghazi? We'll see. We'll see what happens coming out of this negotiated appearance in October. You know, a spokesperson for the Democrats on the Benghazi committee told Fox News over the weekend that the proposed dates to Clinton's attorney, the hearing dates in October, that they had done that, and that the attorney accepted the October 22nd date. So look for that. And then this argument over what was classified, what was sent, all that kind of stuff, to rage in a very, very big way. Because she's running for president. So people want to know about the server. And what the deal is with the server. Here's what I don't get. If you're a cabinet member, and the protocol is for the cabinet member, You listen, whatever the position is, here is your email. You have to use it for government business, period. I will tell all your aides, I will hand you the phone. She's not a newbie, so why was there the separation in the first place? And then why wouldn't somebody speak up when they realize, hey, no emails from the Secretary of State, are you kidding? There's nothing on a server, there's nothing? Do you think that there's a mistake here, that something else is going on, or somebody's just circumventing the system? Which is it? And surprisingly, I guess that's it. Which is it is the big question. There are others who say they have used other forms of email. But clearly, I've seen this happen. I can't tell you how many times I've seen pretty obnoxious people usually, but people with 2 and 3 cell phones. A guy sat next to me the other day. I thought, oh, he's going to pull out a gun next. It's like a scene from a movie. He pulled out 4 phones. I said, what about the 4 phones? One's for my kids. Okay. One is for work. Okay. One is for prospective clients. That gets expensive. And one is for my own personal business. It's like, what? 4 phones? There's a joke in that somewhere. How many phones does it take to prop up one business entrepreneur? Well, for goodness sakes, four. But for Hillary Clinton, okay, so she wants to have a private email account where her friends can email her and say, oh, let's go to the movies. Fine. But State Department time, especially as much as she was flying around, that doesn't make any sense. Did someone not explain this to Clinton? Hey, congratulations, you're Secretary of State, do whatever you want. Go and be seen. Push my policies. Go to the ends of the earth and express how I feel. But go ahead and use your own email. See, and the interesting thing is, unless you hire a private eye or someone like that, who's going through all of the Clinton emails all these years later and saying, voila, look what we found. Look what we know to be false about your statements about using our equipment and not your own private server. So what a mess. What an unnecessary mess. Right? Yes. Say yes. Answer me back. Yes. It's stupid. It's very stupid. The president, in the meantime, all of this is going on, is in Kenya. And then on to Ethiopia. Human rights, that's the big concern there. But in Africa, he says Kenya is at a crossroads between peril and promise. So which is it? Peril and promise. I promise you, we're going to get to some fun stuff at the tail end of the hour. I think October 22nd, I'm going to burn that into my brain, is going to be one to pay attention to. Because I want to see this Potomac two-step. Listen, I guess we thought we could do what we wanted to do. We didn't have to follow protocol. This was a give back to Obama, so he's lucky I'm doing it. I don't know. There had to be some thought process there, I would think, that there would be. Something. Whether it's looking at the polls, deciding on this issue, that issue. There's a reason why people are called poll watchers. Because they need to know where they stand, especially in a path like, very much like what we see happening with the Republicans. A virtual who's who. Who's who. How about this? The Attorney General, I'm going to seg into something other than politics. The Attorney General, Loretta Lynch, said Sunday that a cyber attack by the Islamic State is perhaps the terror group's biggest threat that's emerging, and I would have to agree. You're not going to see ISIS swinging from the buildings in Manhattan, but how much better is it and sweeter for them, which I hope it doesn't happen, is to have access, free-range access. So the cyber attack thing is heavy on their radar, makes sense. Concern about ISIS or any other foreign enemies that could have developed the capacity, fitting, you know, thing that they keep doing, finding people that they can push into industries where they're still relatively unknown. And then, of course, when you're running for president, you can react to everything else that's going on in the world and not get nipped for it. I keep thinking about that date, October 22nd. You think it'll be another push again? Think Obama will be out of office before they resolve the Benghazi debacle? You can always throw in your 2 cents, 855-266-5283. Hang with us, everybody.
We- We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Stress, like many conditions in a fast-paced society, is at epidemic proportions. And one of the most effective ways to support your body during periods of excessive stress is by replacing the nutrients expended during that time. De-stress contains large amounts of B-complex vitamins, in addition to vitamin C, magnesium, and valerian root extract. For more information on this and other great products, contact Lady Talk Live at 855-333-5239.
Majestic Earth's Beyond Tangy Tangerine contains no artificial sweeteners or preservatives and is glycemic friendly. This easy dissolving powder contains plant-derived minerals, vitamins, amino acids, and 115 fruits and vegetables. I can't think of anything better for you. For more information on this and other great products, contact Lady Talk Live at 855-333-5239. That's 855-333-LADY.
If you know what the Baseball Hall of Fame is. All right, if you don't, I can tell. Cooperstown, each year they induct Hall of Famers, and this time four made it in. Of this group, who's the most elite? The big unit, Randy Johnson. Pedro Martinez, who was a hero in Boston, one of the top four all-time Boston Red Sox players. Craig Biggio. I heard in New York it was like Houston had moved in. There were a ton of Astro fans. And John Smoltz. So you had a lot of pitchers. Four huge names inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame. Want to hear something interesting? It has to be a strange moment, because a strange moment and a happy moment, you're on the stage. Everybody's staring at you. Pedro Martinez, would you be surprised to learn, spoke the most. 32.50 seconds. Randy Johnson had used up 18.16. Also, John Smoltz, 29.31. He was loquacious, needless to say. And then Craig Biggio, 17 minutes and change. But winner, winner, chicken dinner is Pedro Martinez, 32.50. He spoke in Spanish and in English. Boy, when this guy was on the mound, sometimes he was unhittable. But somebody asked me this question today. At their current levels, you have one person you can pick. Who do you pick? And I said, I think I'd pick Pedro Martinez. Randy Johnson was fabulous when he played, but he hasn't played in a while. Well, neither have any of them. But I would say Pedro Martinez would be my choice. So what a class it is. Some people still say, because cheating was so prevalent, that anybody inducted into the Hall of Fame has to have the check over and maybe get an asterisk near their name. I don't think that's going to float, though. That's why so many have been passed over, even though they would normally be eligible. They haven't. Because of what happened during their playing days. So, Martinez was the last to speak. The crowd waving Dominican flags. For sure, excited. He delivered part of his speech, the only one in Spanish, part in English. And he was a raging hit. That's not a shock. Because of what he did, because of who he was, because of how important he is to the Red Sox organization. He's that great ambassador. So if you haven't been to Cooperstown, go. Here's my big hint of the day. Go. I've been to Cooperstown a couple of times and it was amazing. It's just an idyllic little quaint town filled with conversations about baseball and stores that are dedicated to the great game of baseball. So you want to put it high on your bucket list. Definitely. Put it up there high because you never know. You never, ever know what's going to happen. Chris Christie knew what was going to happen or thought he knew. He doesn't try to control the media as much as Hillary. Her media availability was huge. Because normally she's all about controlling the appearance. Normally. And reporters are following him all day long, so it becomes a weird dance that they do anyway. Advancing into a couple of different directions. How about this? You know, as you look around, and I was thinking about this, somebody sent me a note, actually, Tommy from Los Angeles. Kate, when are you going to send rain? We had some, but it's still not enough. Yeah, you just had some floods, and it was brutal. But can I send some rain your way? Oh, are you kidding me? I don't think so. Luckily, no rain in Cooperstown, New York. Because as I mentioned, it was the Hall of Fame ceremony. I gave you the length of the speeches. And everybody who gets up and gives a speech, they thank their parents. Which I think is great because if they started young, which they must have, how many places have the parents taken the kid for practice, for whatever, but you can be guaranteed it's a ton. That have done it. And that's the acknowledgement. The getting up early, the hustling around, the other kids, It can bankrupt parents with the way that they pay, like drunken sailors, the way they spend money on all these sporting events. And sometimes you get the blowback that the kid wasn't even interested in the sport, or they were interested, but then they lost interest. Not good. Right? Yep, the answer is no, not good. In fact, in looking at John Smoltz, one of the things he talked about in this Hall of Fame address to the audience was the responsibility that they have to the great game of baseball. And to not have kids get into it so early that they burn themselves out, that the creative juices are not flowing because they can't find them, frankly. I can't. I'm focusing on my soccer. I cannot focus on how many things at one time. Too many things. And that's probably the big gap between the generations. Is that. But who redeemed themselves speaking-wise? Pedro, John Smoltz. Who is it? Randy Johnson. Who is it? And by the way, because I was just in Philadelphia, the accusations are flowing freely as to what happened with Bill Cosby. I don't know that we'll ever, ever get a straight answer to that equation. I don't think we'll ever know for sure. We can speculate and speculate and speculate, but we won't know for sure. One thing we do know is the daughter of Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown is dead, sadly, after a suicidal attempt is what it looked like, and being in a coma since the end of January. Whew. All those months since the end of January. Incredible. She just died. They tried to do whatever they could, but it was too late. And didn't you know this felt like this was going to be the end? I think it felt like that. Because you had the mother who ended up in a similar situation. And now you have the daughter copycatting almost to what her mother had done. And it's sad. She was worth $20 million. It just goes to show, follow the money. Sometimes it leads you in a much different direction. Thought for the day, don't interrupt, but be interruptible. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.